This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to. Well, hello, listeners. You've probably not heard my voice on here before. My name is Hannah. I am friends with Brad. Him and I go way back. And by way back, I mean 4 years ago. I met Brad because he was my boss for a little while when I was on staff at a church. And over the years, he moved away. I moved away from where we were, but we've still kept in touch through podcasting. So that is how I ended up here. And I'm so thankful to him for the opportunity to talk with you guys on the weekly calling. So since I am new here, today I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what God has done in my life. And I believe it will be an encouragement to you either because you may resonate with something in my story or because very possibly someone in your family has gone through or is going through something similar. So I'm going to jump right in. I grew up in a very Christian household, I would say. We went to church all the time. So that's Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, soul winning, you know, all of those things. That was how we grew up. That was all I knew. And I didn't resent it. I actually had a great time. I have 4 brothers, and all of us grew up that way. But when I was a teenager, we got around some Christian people who were very, very legalistic. They just thought that you had to do all of these extra things in order to be a good Christian, or really, they almost made it sound like you had to do these things in order for God to even love you. So I started seeing that as a teenager, and it didn't really resonate well with me. I did not like all these extra rules that people tried to make me follow, partly because I'm just sort of independent, but partly because I got to the point I was like, I'm not seeing these things that you guys are saying in the Bible. So I'm not really sure why you're trying to force me to do all of this. Well, after seeing that for many, many years through middle school and high school, as I was getting closer to 18, I just kind of said, you know what, I'm sort of over the whole church thing. I don't really want to be around a bunch of people who don't actually love me and who are really all about control. And so pretty much as soon as I turned 18, I turned my back on church. I still had to go at the time because I lived with my parents, but I didn't want to be there. And I made it very clear that I didn't want to be there. And I started drinking as soon as I turned 18, started doing things with guys, and just made a lot of really poor choices. But it was everything that was the complete opposite of what I grew up with. I guess I just had enough of that life and wanted to try something completely different. So I went to the opposite end of the spectrum and really made a mess of things. I ended up being in abusive relationships for almost 7 years with different people, but started to experience all kinds of things that I truthfully had never even heard about because we were so sheltered. But I was experiencing sexual abuse, manipulation, physical abuse, and couldn't even recognize it. So I didn't know how messed up my life really was becoming. But I mean, at that point, I also didn't know any different. So that was how I lived for almost 7 years. I became very reliant on alcohol and drugs and really just anything that would help me numb and try to escape the emptiness, really, that I was feeling. At one point, I ended up getting pregnant, which for me was an absolutely terrifying experience because of the way that I was raised. I feared that my family would completely turn their back on me. And so I decided to have an abortion. And that was another thing that terrified me because, again, the way that I was raised, we were taught very clearly that abortion is wrong and that life is sacred. And I heard all of these things, but still, when it was me stuck in that situation, I could not picture a way where I could actually provide for a child. And so I had an abortion, and that caused so much shame and guilt to the point that I really, I wasn't sober very much, let's just say, because I felt so awful about everything. And eventually, I sort of hit rock bottom. A situation happened where I tried to break up with one of the guys, and he didn't like that, and he didn't respond well, so I had to get a restraining order against him. And that process of getting the restraining order is really what woke me up. Because at this point, even though I had been doing the same things, going through the same cycles for 7 years, it was like I still just couldn't see what I was doing, what was actually happening. But when you get a restraining order, you have to write down on paper why you're getting that. And so when I finally wrote it down and I looked at it, I said, oh, this is really bad. I think this is much, much worse than I actually thought it was. And I started Googling, like, what is it called when a person does this to you? And what does the law call it if someone does this? And the law had all sorts of names for it. And I figured out for the first time that was called domestic violence in many different forms. And that was kind of my wake-up call. I hit rock bottom and I was like, God, I can't keep doing this, mainly because one day I do want to have kids and I don't want my daughters to go through the same things that I've been through. And so I remember sitting at home on my bed and I just said, God, I need you to show me who I am. Because if you don't show me who I am, and if I can't learn to see myself that way, then I'm going to be okay with people treating me like absolute garbage and like I'm just an object. So God met me there. He started placing people in my life who just started loving on me, and they gave me a safe place to kind of sit and heal. And I started going back to church consistently, and God immediately started working with me on forgiveness and letting go of anger, and even working through healing for the abortion. And now here I am. This has been almost a 3-year process. It was about 3 years ago that I had the restraining order, and then I started going back to church. And it has felt very fast and like a very wild ride, but I'm so thankful at the way that God has met me, the way that He's showed me how much He loves me. He's showed me how He sees me, and He showed me that I know how to hear from Him. And that's just changed everything, absolutely everything. And I love to share this story anytime that I can, not because it makes me look great, because honestly, it doesn't. It makes me look like an absolute fool, but it does make God look so great, because only God could pull me out of something like that and bring the healing and redemption that He has. So I just wanted to share that to encourage you. Maybe you have done things in the past, or you've been through things that are really hard or that you're very ashamed of. And I just want to encourage you with the truth that nothing that you have done and nothing that has been done to you is too big for God. He's so much bigger than all of the junk. And He loves you so much. And I think we're going to do an episode just talking about how God sees you, because that really is what changes everything. You have to know who you are based on who God says you are. So at some point, we'll probably dive into that. But for today, I just wanted to leave you with the encouragement that God truly does work things together for good. It doesn't mean that everything that happens to us is good. We live in a world where we have free choice. That is one of the gifts that God gave us, is free choice. Sometimes we use that free choice to make bad decisions that bring bad consequences. Sometimes other people use that free choice to make bad decisions, and then that affects us. But in the end, God, He still works those things for good. One of my favorite verses is Genesis 50:20. This is Joseph was actually saying this to his brothers. His brothers had sold him into slavery, told his dad that he was dead. Craziness. But them doing that ended up putting Joseph in a position where he could then provide for his family and a nation when the severe famine hit. And so when talking to his brothers, he said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And that is what God does for his kids. He turns the things that the enemy meant to harm us, and he does it, he turns it for good, and he does it so that we can also help other people. And I just want to encourage you with that, and then I'm going to pray for you. God, thank you for any person who is listening to this show. I believe that you do things very intentionally and that you lead people to exact scriptures and to exact podcast episodes for them to get exactly what they needed for that day. Or maybe they just needed to listen so that they can have this memory pop up on another day. But God, I believe you brought them here for a reason. So I pray that you would bless the listeners, that they would, I pray specifically that you would show them this week that they know how to hear your voice. Maybe there's someone who's just like, "God, I've been pursuing you. I've been trying, but I don't get it. I don't get what I'm doing wrong, and I don't feel like I can hear you." God, I pray that you would meet them where they are and that you would show them, just show them something that it's undeniably from you. I know you can do that, and I know you will. So thank you, God. You're such a good father. You're so loving. You pursue us. I'm just so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for joining me today. Thank you for letting me talk to you. And this has been your weekly calling.